to Chris Hollingsworth.
It's been a while since I've been here. I do recognize some of the faces. And I do beg an interest in your prayers as I stand before you. Now, several years ago, I was to come behind a very able minister, as is the case today. And I was sitting by a deacon brother. He was a good friend of mine, and about middle ways of that brother's sermon, he leaned over and said, "I feel sorry for you." I could hear his voice this morning. But I tell you, the same spirit that Brother Craig had enabling his preaching,
amen,
the spirit we all need as ministers of the Lord. It's a spirit we all need,
yes,
as
sir,
followers of the Lord.
Amen.
And that's the spirit that I stand in great need of at this very moment in time. I'd like to call your attention to the 28th chapter of the book of Matthew. And again, I do beg an interest in your prayers. I want to say this before I forget about it. That babe crying out is one of the most beautiful sounds the church can enjoy to hear. That is a glorious and grand sound. That is a sound of hope. That is a sound of a future.
Yeah, that's right.
And it is a blessing from God. We need to embrace that. As truth as it is, encourage that and follow that.
Yeah.
We pray to God that that is the case. The first verse says, Matthew 28:1, "In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week," and that's tomorrow. First day of the week is Sunday.
Right.
And this is why we meet on Sunday.
Yeah.
It's because it's a day that Jesus Christ showed himself alive.
Right.
"Came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake." There's a lot of things in here that I'm not real clear on the timeline, but I can assure you these things happened.
Yeah.
"There was a great earthquake, and the angel of the Lord descended from heaven, came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it." What a sight. What power.
Yeah.
For those of you who may have not thought about this, that stone weighed on average 3 tons. Remember, the sisters going to the tomb? Who's going to move that thing so we can anoint the body? Who's going to move that thing? It's a big problem.
Yeah.
This angel came and descended. Awesome sight, just seeing the angel.
Right.
And then I don't know exactly how he may have done this, but he takes that stone and just rolls it. And then he sits on it. And that sight was so fearful that those Roman soldiers, some of the same caliber of the ones you were referring to, those Roman soldiers fainted.
Yeah.
Now these were men of war.
Yeah, right.
These were men that have seen blood. They've seen battle.
Yeah.
They fainted. What a sight that must have been. What a grand, awesome, fearful sight. "His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. The angel answered and said unto women, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus. He was crucified. He's not here. For he is risen, as he said, come see the place where the Lord lay." Now, see, that stone wasn't rolled away so Christ could come out.
Amen. That's right.
He's already gone. Amen. In my opinion, he is already gone.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
That's right.
It's already there. Mm-hmm. That stone was rolled away so men could see in.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
And there's a lot of confusion. When you read the various Gospels, you're going to see there's confusion here. I mean, these sisters and the brethren, they're a little confused about some things. There's a lot going on. A lot of things transpire. And I'm going to skip down to the 11th verse and give you something else that was going on after those soldiers got back and gave their report. Now, when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city and shewed unto the chief priest all the things that were done. You know, that those Jews had a lot of opportunity to say, this has got to be the power of God.
Yeah.
You know, this has got, let's bow the knee to this and let's embrace. We made a big mistake to crucify this man. Let's embrace it. Oh, they weren't going to do that.
Nope.
No, sir. That'd mess up their livelihoods.
Yeah, it would.
When you hear somebody giving up things in service to God, giving it up, I mean big things. I mean livelihood. You know, either they're not right or they're following God. It's one of those. We trust that if God calls us, we'll be just like that prophet. If God calls us, we have the attitude, Lord, here am I.
Yeah, right.
Send me. I pray we got that attitude. If we don't have that attitude, I pray we'll get that attitude.
Right. Yeah.
So we need that attitude. Because if God calls you to do something, not only is that a great privilege, it'll bless you like you have never been blessed before.
Right.
When
Amen.
You obey it.
Yes. Right.
And when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave them large money unto the soldiers. Say it. Say ye. His disciples came by night, stole him away while we slept. And if this come to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and secure you. We'll keep you safe. And that is commonly reported among the Jews, and I believe to this day.
Yeah.
What they did in that lie, they were unaware of it. They're verifying an empty tomb.
Yeah, amen.
They just verified. I mean, there was a lie, but they verified the body's not there.
They do.
And we don't know where it is. They come and stole it, took it away.
That's right.
All they did was verify.
Yep.
Empty tomb. Unaware. You see how God works things? What they thought was going to be used to discredit the resurrection of Christ actually helped verify.
Right.
That's God.
Yeah, right.
That's God. That's God working His will among the armies of heaven, among the inhabitants of this earth.
Mm-hmm.
And He is to be reverenced.
That's right.
We should bow the knee.
Yeah.
And our tongue should confess. And we should be willing. And I want to tell you what, I don't know how soon it's going to be. But ministers and followers of Christ alike, are you willing to give your life? It may be required.
Maybe.
In the days and weeks and months and years ahead. You know, these times, I've always looked for these times that we're living in, but I never expected them to accelerate as quickly as they have.
Yeah, same. That's right.
Like a thief in the night, and they came on us. It's like, it's everywhere. And people are afraid. That's exactly what the authorities want you to be, is afraid.
Yeah.
But we serve God.
Right.
The same book that Brother Craig pointed to a few minutes ago is the book we need to absorb.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
And to understand. And to be willing to understand. And be willing to reason together. Come, let us reason together. Amen. That's Bible now.
Yeah.
You're not going to agree with everything I say. But let's reason together.
Right.
Let's discuss this thing. You're after the truth. I'm after the truth. That's a common ground.
Yeah.
We just want the truth, right?
Right.
We want it. We crave it. It's honoring to God when we embrace the truth.
Amen. Amen.
So they took the money and did as they were taught. And this saying is common report among the Jews until this day. Have you ever tried to explain the three-in-one God to somebody that just didn't quite? I'm not sure I get it.
That's right.
You ever tried to explain it to somebody that might not have a clue, has maybe never even heard it?
Yeah.
Or maybe they were taught that it's the weirdest thing these Christians follow. They think their God's three persons in one.
Yeah.
That is a little difficult to explain. I mean, I give them that. That's difficult. But I actually found, just reading, you know, you can read some books. And some books are not worth reading, but some are. But there was this, I read a book about a Muslim, and it was quite enlightening and educational. His conversion. He's seeking Allah. But he found Jesus. It is quite a transformation. But during his transformation, he's leaning toward Christianity, and he just can't get past this God being three in one. That just don't make sense. How can that possibly be? You know, and he said he's actually challenged Christians who use the concept of water. You know, water can be a solid, water can be a vapor, water can be a liquid. Three in one. But it can't be that all at once. And see, God is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And He's always God the Father, God the Son. That's a concept that's hard for me to grab. I mean, my mind just don't operate that well on that level. But he said this guy is given what caused him to just receive it was chemistry class. He's in chemistry one day, and the professor's lecturing, and she's explaining an atom. This atom has three components. And the teacher, the professor, is telling them that without one of these components, it's no longer this atom.
Right.
And he's got this friend sitting by him who is working on his conversion. He looks over at his friend, you're like, did you hear that? And his friend's totally oblivious. That just went, and he looks around the class, see if anybody else noticed what she just said.
Yeah.
Said if God can create, and Muslims believe in God of creation.
Right.
If God can create an atom that's like that, why can't He be like that?
Right.
And that was his hurdle. And he got over it. Through evaluation. This man came to Christ through evaluating evidences.
Yeah.
You know, we give Doubting Thomas a hard time sometimes, don't we? Mm-hmm. And, you know, what about looking at Thomas this way? I just want to see the evidence. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
I just want the evidence.
Right.
Isn't that what we all want?
Yeah. Right.
It's evidence. I want evidence.
Right.
I want a feeling. I want a feeling.
Yes, sir.
And when I feel Him, that's the evidence I'm looking for.
Amen. That's right.
I want to feel my Lord. I want to feel my Creator. And I want to feel Him close. I want to know that He's right there. But brother, we got some things facing this life.
Yeah, that's right.
We face some things, and we got some more things to face, and we got to have it.
Right.
We need it. Mm-hmm. Young folks and middle-aged folks and old folks alike. Of course, there ain't no old folks in here, but they all need the Lord.
Amen.
We all need
it.
The 16th verse says, Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, and some doubted.
Mm-hmm.
Reckon which ones was enjoying the Lord the most? The doubters, that's for sure. You got to get doubt out.
Right.
You got to get rid of it.
That's right.
That's on you.
That's right.
You doubt? That's on you.
Right.
You got to work on that.
There you
go. It's a serving the Lord is labor intense.
Yeah.
I can assure you that it's labor intense. Because we got all this baggage. We got to get rid of it. And that's on us. We got to do that work. It's ours. Lord will help you do it, but you got to commit to the work. And Jesus came, 18th verse, and Jesus came and spake unto them, say, all power. Not some.
Right.
All power.
Right.
Is given unto me in heaven and, notice what it says, in earth.
Yeah.
Not on earth. In earth. I believe this is the earth.
Amen.
I believe the in heaven is the kingdom of heaven. Whom he is seated in his throne over that kingdom. Just like it was prophesied to me. Over in Luke 1. He's there. He is there. He has all those attributes the brother was reciting to us earlier. He has them. They're all his. He has all power. There's no power that's not his. There's no power that's not subject to him.
Right. Amen.
It's all been
Amen.
Put under his feet.
Yeah.
All power is given to me in heaven and earth. Now, so if he's got it, he's coming to reign when? He's reigning now.
Amen. That's right.
He was reigning when he made the statement.
Right.
He said in Revelation, he said, I am he that liveth. I want to say something right quick about liveth. ETH. On the end of the word. Continuous.
Yeah.
Present tense.
Yeah, that's right.
I am he that liveth.
Right.
And was dead. And behold, I'm alive forevermore.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. That's right.
And have the keys.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the keys.
That's right.
He's got the authority.
Right.
Over hell and death.
Yep.
He has the authority.
Amen.
Just like your brother Amen. Was talking about, he's got the authority. All the authority.
Right.
Brethren, because he came forth from that tomb, that's our hope.
Yeah.
We've got the hope because we have the knowledge that our Lord has already conquered.
Amen.
Greatest enemy man has
right.
is death.
Amen. Right.
And on that appointed time, and I believe 1 Corinthians 15 is where that's found. I believe you may have read that.
Yeah.
Last enemy.
Yeah.
Last enemy. And I want to say our greatest enemy. Yeah. You know, man, with the help of God, man can figure out how to cure some diseases. He can do some things to offset death, buddy, but he ain't got no cure for death.
No.
God's got the cure.
Right.
He's got the power.
That's right.
And because he came forth from death, one day he's going to call us forth from death.
Amen.
But between now and then, we need to be serving him.
Yes, sir.
And encouraging others to serve. You can't force anybody to serve him.
No.
It's an all-volunteer army.
Amen.
All power is given me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. There they are. Three and one.
Yep.
All nations. Who's that consist of? In my study, in my opinion, and I believe God recognizes two nations. The Jews and the Gentiles. That's the two nations. It's under consideration. God, you're either, in His eyes, you're either a Jew or you're a Gentile. And when He said all nations, He meant Jews and Gentiles. Pretty simple. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even until the end of the world. That word world is a very interesting word. When you study your Bibles, I encourage you, look up what world is under consideration.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
This one's the end of an age. You look this one up and you find it means the end of a time or end of an age. That's what he's talking about. There's an age about to come to an end. Go preach the gospel. The gospel of repentance and remission of sins. That's what they preached. He sent them out to preach. And he told them to go preach to Jews and Gentiles. But did they understand that he sent them to preach to Jews and Gentiles? You ever looked at this and said, did they fully understand this instruction? Because of some of the things you might read later? Did they fully understand Jesus is saying, go ye and preach to the Jews and the Gentiles? Not trying to be arrogant or anything, because I certainly misunderstand a lot of things a lot of times when I'm instructed. I misunderstand what they said. But I'm of the opinion they did not fully understand this instruction yet. Need to be something happen in their lives.
Right.
Remember Jesus told Peter, when thou art converted? Man, I've been converted several times in my life.
Amen. That's right.
When thou art converted, strengthen the brethren. So Jesus was telling Peter, you're going to need to learn some things down the road. And when you learn them, and I'd like to go over to Acts 10 now. I think I've got time to mention this before I get started in Acts 10. But the confusion I mentioned, there's a lot of confusion on the resurrection morning. A lot of confusion.
Yeah.
Sisters were told, he's risen, go tell the brethren. Remember in John 20, when Mary was talking to Peter and John, she came and talked to them and said, they've taken the Lord's body and we don't know where they put it. My words. So that's when they ran to the tomb, Peter and John. John's very clear. He won the race.
Yeah, that's right.
He's clear on that.
Amen.
John won, and he tells us twice.
Yeah.
He won the resurrection marathon. He won it. He wants you to know that, so I'm repeating it. John won. And there was three C's. If you go study that, there's three C's. When Mary first gets there, she sees the stone rolled away. She sees it. And you look up the word see. And that just means like we're going somewhere and you see a bird fly by. You don't really think about it. You saw it. But you did see it. But you just didn't think about it. The next level of see is when John got there and he looks over and he sees and he kind of evaluates it. But he comes to no conclusion. So you can see something, you can evaluate it, and you may not come to a conclusion. But when Peter got there, he goes in. He's picking it up. He comes to a conclusion. He thought, sure enough, somebody stole his body. And there's a lot of evidence there that would tell you otherwise, because why would they unwrap it?
Right.
I mean, it's 3 days.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to unwrap that.
Yeah.
It's decomposing. It's an accelerate in decomposition. But anyway, Peter just thought somebody has come and stolen the body of the Lord, because they did not know the scripture concerning the resurrection. Although they heard it, they didn't understand. And you just wonder sometimes, did they ever hear it? You know, Peter got all sideways when Jesus said he's going up to Jerusalem and he's going to be ridiculed by the leaders and then be crucified and rise from the dead. Peter missed the latter part of that statement. He was worried about what men thought, what the rulers thought, what the high priest thought. He was all concerned about that. And that's when he said, "Get behind me, Satan. For thou savorest of things that not be not of God, but of men." See, Peter was worried about what men think. Missed the total awesome thing of God, of being resurrected from the dead. Being resurrected from the dead is a big deal. Now, that's a big deal. And we're unique, Christians. We're unique. Christianity is unique. We're the only ones that got that. We're the only ones that believe in a resurrected Savior. That's us. That's us. No other religion believes that. That's Christianity. That's power of God. That's a successful Savior.
Right. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
We've got it. Belongs to us. But we want to share it.
Yeah.
Want to share it with any Muslims willing to evaluate the evidence or whatever they might be. In Acts 10 it says, "There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian Band, a devout man and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always." Now here's a Gentile Roman centurion. "He saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming to him and saying to him, 'Cornelius.' When he looked on him, like most people who see an angel, he was afraid."
Right.
Now, this is Cornelius' judgment day, by the way. This is his judgment day. Do you ever think about it that way? Cornelius' judgment day. Here it comes. Judgment day does not have to be a bad day.
Right.
You know, we think of judgment, the judgment of God. Here comes the judgment of God right here on Cornelius. And we all must stand, according to what 2 Corinthians 5 says, we're all going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. I believe that's timely judgment. Cornelius is standing before the judgment seat of Christ. "And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, 'What is it, Lord?' And he said unto him, 'Thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God. Now send men to Joppa.'" See, when God calls our attention, he gives us instructions.
Yeah.
And he's given this man instructions. Yeah. And the man follows them. And as his three that he sent out, I think it's three, to fetch Peter. Not to go ask him, will he come? To go fetch him.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at that. He's, the Lord sent him to fetch him. Bring him back. And now, while they're going, God's working on Peter.
Yeah, right.
Already started.
Yeah.
Peter's up on the roof, hungry. He would have eaten. Said he fell in a trance. That had to be an awesome trance. I want to get in that trance and see the things of God. Let the sheep down. Rise up, Peter, slay and eat all manner of four-footed beasts. Not so, Lord. Nothing unclean or uncommon's ever entered my mind. Call thou that not common, which I have cleansed.
Amen.
So they got there. I'm going to skip through this because we're going to do it again later, Lord willing. And then the next day, Peter and six brethren went with him to this Gentile house. And he comes in, and this is significant to me. I don't think it was to Peter. But as he's coming in, and you think about this, here's a Gentile. Here's an apostle of Jesus Christ coming to his house. These men, apostles, have powers that boggle the mind.
Right. That's right.
Heal the sick, raise the dead. That's power.
Yeah, that's right.
And he's coming to my house. What would you do? What would you do if he's coming to your house? And he goes up to Peter and starts worshiping him. What would you do as a minister? What would you do?
Yeah.
If somebody started worshiping you, what would you do? I trust we'd do what Peter did.
Right, man. Right.
We'd call his attention that we ain't nothing but a man.
Right.
That's all we are. That's what you are, and that's what I am.
Yeah, that's right.
Isn't it good not to be confused about whether you're a man or not?
Amen.
Amen.
Isn't it good, women, to be not confused that you're a woman? Bless their hearts. I didn't think that would go nowhere when that first started. I can't believe where it's gone. Nothing wrong with being a man.
Right.
Nothing wrong with being a woman.
Amen.
I want to encourage men to be men.
Right.
And women to be women.
Amen.
God created you what you are. When you was conceived, it was already set in stone.
Amen.
You ain't changing it. You ain't God. You can't undo God. They need to do a lot of mental counseling for a lot of folk.
Yeah.
And there needs to be a return. There needs to be a, you know, I was talking to some young man on the phone a few weeks ago, and I said, one word, straighten all this out. One word. He said, what's that? I said, repent. That's what we need.
Yeah, amen.
We need to be praying for repentance. And repenting ourselves.
Yeah, amen.
Don't put it on somebody else. Make sure
right.
You're there.
That's right.
Amen.
Twenty-fifth verse of this 10th chapter says, as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him, fell down at his feet and worshipped him. But Peter took him up, saying, stand up, I myself also am a man. As he talked with him, he went in and found many that were come together. This is a nice Saturday congregation, by the way. I'm impressed. Where I come from, I'm impressed. You've done well. You've shown interest in the things of God. I'm impressed. I'm always impressed when people are interested in the Lord.
Yeah.
That impresses me. To know they've got that same desire in their heart that I do. That we want to honor God. It's impressive. We should always be impressed when people do the things that they ought to be doing. Not to be seen of men. Not at all to be seen of men. But to honor God. That's what this is all about. As he talked with him, he went in and found many that were come together. And he said unto them, you know how it is unlawful, an unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew to keep company or to come into one another nation, but God hath shewed me. I should not call any man common, unclean.
Yeah.
When the Bible tells us we ought to love our enemies,
he means it.
That's a big deal.
Yes, it is.
That's a little difficult for Chris sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes he struggles with that. Because when you see that wickedness, some people will promote and support. It's hard. But you got to divide it.
Yeah.
You got to love the sinner. Hate the sin. Hate the evil. There's nothing wrong with me hating evil.
No.
I think I got all the liberty in the world to hate evil. But not one created in the image of God. If you ever have a struggle with that, you know, somebody's doing something and you're struggling with it, just remember, they're created in the image of God. It seems to help me. When I look at some of the people who are doing evil, that's what I have to think. Or I will find myself hating that man or hating that woman. They're made in the image of God. And that's good for me to remind myself of. If it helps you, that's great. Therefore, I came unto you without gainsaying as soon as I was sent for. And I asked, therefore. See, Peter's following the Spirit here. He was shown that sheep, didn't fully understand it, was understanding about. Don't call that what God's cleansed common. Don't do that.
Right.
He's starting to get that. But see, even you read back, even when he left, he still didn't know why he's going. Still wasn't sure. And so he asked Cornelius, I ask therefore, for what intent have you set for me? I want to know. Tell me why you set for me. And Cornelius said, 4 days ago I was fasting until this hour. And at the ninth hour, I think it's about 3 o'clock, I prayed in my house. And behold, a man stood before me in bright clothes. You know, you talking about the power of prayer?
Yeah.
This man's blessing came while he was praying. Mm-hmm. I ought to encourage us to pray more often.
Yeah, right.
And said, Cornelius, thy prayer's heard. Thine alms are had in remembrance and sight. Isn't it wonderful when you're praying for something and you see it come to pass?
Yeah, right.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
Send therefore to Joppa and call hither Simon, whose surname is Peter. He's lodged in the house of one Simon, a tanner by the sea, who when he cometh, ETH, shall speak unto thee. Immediately therefore I send unto thee, and thou hast well done that thou art come. He's happy about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's happy the man of God's in his house. He's delighted. Now therefore, we are all here present before God to hear all things that are commanded thee. Don't leave nothing out.
Yeah.
That's what I get from that. Don't leave nothing out. We want to hear it. If it's coming from God, we want to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
What a desire. What a great desire.
Right.
Then Peter opened his mouth and he said something he ain't never said before. I believe. My opinion.
Right.
I believe he's about to say something he ain't never said before.
That's right.
He says, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. Mm-hmm. He's talking about Jews and Gentiles here.
Yeah.
But in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. Cornelius' testimony brought him over. That's what convinced Peter. Was that testimony of Cornelius. You think your testimony might help somebody? Probably would.
Right.
You can help somebody with your testimony of how God has blessed you in this life. Not bragging. Don't brag. It ain't about bragging.
Amen.
It's about honoring God.
Amen.
The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, He's Lord of all. And that word, I say you know. They've heard it. I believe that's what that means. They've heard the preaching of the gospel. They've heard the apostles preach before. They've heard the preachers. They just didn't realize this for them too. I believe that's what that's telling us. Peter's about to tell them. It's all good. God's opening up to Peter.
Jew
and Gentile. He just made that statement. That word I say you know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went around doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly.
Right.
Not to all the people, but to witnesses.
Yeah.
See, you got it all when it comes to the resurrection of Christ. You've got the crucifixion. You've got the empty tomb. You've got the resurrected Christ. We got witnesses.
Yeah. Amen.
I mean, it's unusual, but even some of Jesus' enemies became witnesses.
Yeah.
One of his greatest enemies was Saul of Tarsus, who became one of his greatest witnesses.
Yes, sir.
And that's God. That's God, brother. That's God. That's working power of God.
Amen.
And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be judge of quick and dead. I believe that's a reference to Jews and Gentiles. Quick represents the Jews. Dead represents the Gentiles. Did not Paul himself say you were without God and without hope in this world? That's a dead condition if you ask me. To him gave all the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. That's an awesome feeling.
Yeah.
To trust in Christ and to know all my sins, he purged.
Amen. Yes, sir.
He took care of it for me.
Yeah.
I've got confidence that on the day of the resurrection, when he calls us to meet him in the air, it ain't going to be based on what I did.
Amen to that.
Based on what he did for me.
Amen.
That truth just is so refreshing to me. That's just refreshing.
Right.
The precious blood of Christ. The power in the blood. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on them, which heard the word. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished. The Jews.
Yeah.
They couldn't believe it.
Yeah. Right.
Holy Ghost is on them Gentiles.
That's right.
Like it was on us. They couldn't believe it. This is unbelievable. That these Gentiles, the Holy Ghost is on.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't believe it. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, can any man forbid water? That's one of the things, by the way, that Cornelius said, don't leave nothing out. This is one of the things that you cannot leave out.
Right.
If you're going to serve the Lord, you do follow Him just like He started.
Yeah. Amen.
And commit. And show the world. You commit. It's a public event, by the way.
It is.
Show the world you committed. I'm committed.
Yeah.
I believe this thing. I believe that Jesus died for me. I believe that He was put in a grave. And I believe that He came out.
Amen. Yeah.
Prove you believe it. Rise up and be baptized.
Right.
He didn't have no resistance from these brethren. I guarantee you that.
That's right.
There weren't no debate going on.
Yeah.
They gladly were baptized.
Amen. Amen.
So Peter's days after that was just lovely and no more problems. Devil, when he sees you being blessed, brethren, when he sees the Lord being honored in your lives, he don't like it.
No, we don't.
He wants to do something about it.
That's right.
Let's go on into the 11th verse. And the apostles and brethren which were in Judea heard that the Gentiles, They heard the Gentiles had also received the word of God, and they didn't like it.
No, they didn't.
I'm adding that to it now. That's my opinion. They didn't like it. Mm-hmm. When Peter got there, can you imagine some of the things they may have been saying about Peter on his way?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. What's the matter with him? Ain't he the one that denied the Lord three times that night? He's fallen again. He's slipping. When the Gentiles and not just didn't go in the house, he ate with them.
Yeah.
That Peter. What are we going to do with him?
Love him.
And they did.
Amen.
And they did love him. And they questioned him. I'll never get through this. You got to go read this for yourself. They questioned him. He gave them his account. Told them about the testimony of Cornelius.
Yeah.
And I want to just jump right here to the 14th verse. Talking about the things that Cornelius, he showed us how he had seen an angel in his house. 13th verse. Which stood and said unto him, send men to Joppa and call for Simon, whose surname is Peter, who shall tell thee words.
Yeah.
Whereby thou and all thy house shall be saved.
Amen. That's right.
The gospel saves, brethren. Now, we got a different application than our brethren in other orders, but the gospel saves.
Yes, sir.
When you obey it. When you follow it.
Yeah.
When you labor. And it is labor intense, by the way. Because Satan is laboring against you.
Right.
And he says, as I begin to speak, the Holy Ghost fell on them as on us at the beginning.
Yep.
Then remembered I the word of the Lord, how that he said, John indeed baptized with water. Man, that's just, I mean, to be able to see that. Don't you want to see that? I think we can still see that. I think it's still available to be seen.
Yeah, amen.
But you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. I believe that's still available.
Yes, sir.
For as much then as God gave them the light gift as he did to us, who believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, what was I that I could withstand God?
Amen. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
You're talking about listening to your brother and his what he's telling us, listening to him? I want to tell you what, Peter, when he was going, he was rehearsing. He said, they're going to corner me up, and he wanted to make sure I got this right.
Yeah.
He rehearsed it.
Yep.
And he done a fine job with it. Because look at the outcome.
Yeah.
When they heard these things, I believe that's God involved in the explanation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Amen.
That's right.
When they heard these things, they held their peace.
Amen.
And glorified God. Mm-hmm. They didn't glorify Peter.
Yeah.
And the great things he just accomplished. They glorified God.
Amen.
But when you, I want to say this and yield. When you're going through it, you know, Cornelius comes in and starts worshiping Peter. But when Peter told the apostles, he didn't say a word about it. You ever wonder why? I believe it was a common occurrence among the apostles for stuff like that to happen.
Yeah.
That's my opinion, man. But did it just make sense? That the apostles all probably have had that done to them. I mean, if you're able to raise the dead and heal the sick, some people is going to get carried away with you. Especially if you just raise their loved one.
Yeah.
They would really get carried away with you. So let's temper that, brethren. That's a warning.
Yeah.
To temper that, we know more than those Gentiles knew of that day. We're Gentiles. I trust that we're as excited to be in the presence of God as those Gentiles were the day that Paul said, you know, the common salutation when you stood up before a group of Jews was, ye men of Israel.
Yeah.
But that day when the Gentiles were present, he said, ye men of Israel, and all ye that fear God.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what swelled up in those Gentiles' hearts?
Yeah.
And they're sitting there and saying, he include us? Did he include us with him?
Yeah.
We're included, brethren.
Amen.
I want to report to you today that we're included. We have access to the God of creation.
Amen.
We have access to that.
Amen.
We have access for blessings that your mind can't even begin to imagine in this life. And, and all those blessings that He gives only makes that hope of glory that much greater. May God rest and bless and keep you. It's my
prayer.
You know, for somebody who had been brought up calling anybody and everybody that wasn't like them dogs, I thought he was going to finish it. He says, they worship God, they glorify God, saying, then hath God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life.
Yep.
What a declaration.
Amen.
What a declaration they made. God's grant, they recognized that God was the one that had to grant stuff like that, and that He did grant it to those former dogs.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Boy, it's hard not to preach right now. But I'm not. Okay. Praise the Lord. The doors of this church are open for reception of members should any have the desire to follow Jesus Christ in the paths of righteousness. You may come and do that during the song that we're going to sing, and let your wishes be known, should that be your great desire. You got a song? All right, we'll just sing Amazing Grace then, because it is. 154, I believe. Number 154.
Yes,
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but the sisters a few minutes to get the food prepared for lunch. We want everybody to stay. I want you to know that we've got a basket up here, and it's empty. And these brethren just preached to us the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. They've dedicated their lives to the preaching of the gospel, and we are bound by the scriptures to help them on their way and to support them in their ministry. But they have dispensed out spiritual things. Is it a like thing that we help them with our natural things?
Right.
That's true for every God-called minister. We have any announcements? Yes, sir.
Next weekend, Lord willing, we'll have a meeting at Mount Moriah Church. Beginning on Friday night with supper at 5:30. And we're going to use local ministers. Some of the ministers here today have committed to come, so just come see who preaches. We'll go on Saturday morning at 10:30. We'll have lunch and afternoon service.
It's like a potluck, isn't it, Brother Dan?
Yes, sir.
Is there anything else? Brother Garland.
October, the third Saturday in October, Holler Rock Church wants to celebrate their 200th anniversary.
Okay.
And we would like to invite all to come and be with us. It starts at 10:30. Hopefully, Brother Jerry is going to be able to tell us a lot about the history of it. I hope he feels like he can do that. In the morning, we're going to have just talking about the history of the church. Lunch of some type, and then in the afternoon, we'll have Brother Kevin has agreed to preach.
Okay, and that's Saturday, the third Saturday in October. The 15th of October. Brother Chuck.
I have a prayer request. My daughter Holly, who just loaded up their petty from Colorado today, she asked the church to pray for them in their travels.
Is that all the announcements we have?
Yeah, I was with Brother Maddie yesterday. Went to visit him, okay. And he's in and out. And y'all know the situation. You've been there yourself. But it's to pray for deliverance from that. Lord, be merciful, take him on home.
Amen. He's ready. He's been ready.
Oh, yeah, he's ready. Mm-hmm. And Sister Jean needs the relief.
Yes, Sister Jean certainly needs our prayers.
Brother Pop, I'd like to ask the church is my prayer for Brother Bobby Kelly.
Yes.
He's got a great battle going on. He needs your prayers.
Yes, he does. Battling cancer on at least two fronts. Brother Bobby Kelly, keep him in your prayers. Continue to pray for Brother Chuck's recovery as he's had shoulder surgery and is in a considerable amount of pain.
Brother Paul, Elder Dolehurst's sister, Patricia, is there. Charles's cousin that had sudden heart surgery. She had a heart attack the week before. Didn't realize it. She's in the hospital in Little Rock. She's a member of Big Hawk, and would ask prayers for her. Patricia is her name. Also, Brother Doyle has COVID, and along with a couple other members of his church, and he's doing okay. But pray for him.
If you didn't write all those down, there's a lot of people to pray for. And I'm sure there's a bunch of people that you know that you haven't announced about. But God knows who they are.
Right.
Our nation needs your prayers.
Yeah.
Our churches need your prayers. And your presence.
Yeah.
And our pastors need your prayers.
And our children.
And our children need your prayers. And teachers need to pray.
For
sure.
Amen.
Brother Chase, would you offer a word of prayer and go ahead and ask the Lord to bless you?
Most gracious Heavenly Father, as we bow our heads at the close of this service. We say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your spiritual presence that's been with us this morning, blessing this service and blessing these brethren to preach. Lord, we're thankful for what our ears have heard, and most of all, Lord, what our hearts have felt by the power of your Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for these two men, Lord, for their studies, for their diligent labors in your kingdom and your word. Thank the Lord that you blessed them to come our way this week and weekend, Lord, and they can share those things with us, preach the gospel to us. We pray you continue to bless them today, Lord, and as they endeavor to preach once again this afternoon, be thy will. Father, just go with all of us now, Lord, as we continue to try to worship you and serve you today, Lord, in spirit and in truth. We pray for all these, Lord, that have been mentioned, all those that have been mentioned by name, Lord, and all those that we may forget about, Lord. We're thankful. We pray to a God that's not, we don't have to acquaint with anything.
Amen.
Lord, we know that you know all thy people, what they stand in need of, Lord, and you're ever present, Lord, and able to provide each and every blessing in each and every situation. Father, we pray for all these that have been mentioned today, and we ask your sufficient grace be with them. We pray for the food now, Lord, as we're about to partake, and Lord, what a great blessing we have in this country to have it such abundance that we do.
Yes.
We pray we don't take that for granted, Lord, and
yes,
we pray,
Lord,
Lord, that we be thankful for, understand where all these things come from you, Father. We pray your blessing upon the food and the hands that prepared it. Bless it to our bodies and our bodies to your continued service today. We ask all these blessings and favors in the precious name of Jesus Christ and all for his sake. Amen.
Amen.
About the one you were talking about.